Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 4, 16 to 22a. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 22a. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" My theme for reflection is when the hometown boy opened heaven's scroll. When the hometown boy opened heaven's scroll. The first time I ever returned to my hometown after moving away, someone said, "We knew you when you were just that kid running around barefoot." It was meant kindly, but it carried a subtle skepticism, like saying, "Don't get too big for your shoes." Familiarity can dull our vision. Sometimes those who watched us grow up struggle to see what God is doing through us now. That is exactly the scene in Luke 14, 16 to 22a, where Jesus comes home to Nazareth, not as the carpenter's son, but as the Spirit-anointed bringer of God's Jubilee. The tension in the synagogue that day isn't loud or hostile. It is quiet and heavy with expectation. Jesus stands up to read Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, to bring good news to the poor, freedom to the captives, sight to the blind, release to the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolls up the scroll, sits down and says, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." It is a moment electric with divine self-disclosure. The boy they thought they knew announces he's the place where heaven's restoration begins. Here lies the problem and the possibility. The congregation expected a Messiah who would exalt the strong, not lift the lowly. They assumed God's favor would prioritize the powerful. But Jesus reorients the map of blessing. The poor, the broken, the bound, and the invisible are first in line for God's new world. And this is not just a sermon, it is a manifesto. As N.T. Wright observes, Jesus did not come to give advice. He came to announce good news that God's kingdom is arriving on earth as in heaven. He is declaring not self-help, but spirit-powered liberation. This same spirit who anointed Jesus now calls the church to embody this mission. If we are not careful, we can become like Nazareth, so used to seeing Jesus that we stop seeing him. We can be so busy polishing our religious routines that we overlook the very people he prioritizes. Jesus Christ does not just preach comfort to the comfortable. He brings hope to the hopeless, dignity to the dismissed, and justice to the forgotten. His ministry begins not with thunder from the palace, but with tenderness in the margins. And what does this mean for us? It means we must Let the Spirit move us beyond admiration into participation. It means opening our eyes to the overlooked, the single mother in your block, the refugee on your bus, the elderly neighbor whose stories no one listens to, and seeing in them the first recipients of the kingdom. It means letting our lives become living scrolls from which others can read the good news. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life have I grown too familiar with Jesus to still be astonished by his mission? Number two, who around me today might be longing for good news, and how might I embody it for them? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally seek out someone who is often overlooked or sidelined. Listen to their story without rushing. And offer one concrete act of kindness, time, a meal, a prayer, or even your presence as a sign of God's favor toward them. Spirit-anointed Lord Jesus, open our eyes to see you as Nazareth could not. Deliver us from the comfort that blinds and the pride that isolates. Pour out your Spirit on us to bring good news to the poor, release to the captive and sight to the blind. Let our lives echo your manifesto of mercy until every weary soul knows they are seen, loved, and welcomed in your kingdom. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be on